أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به، فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن ربك غفور رحيم. وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا كل ذي ظفر، ومن البقر والغنم حرمنا عليهم شحومهما إلا ما حملت ظهورهما أو الحوايا أو ما اختلط بأظم، ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم وإنا لصادقون. فإن كذبوك فقل ربكم ذو رحمة واسعة ولا يرد بأسه عن القوم المجرمين. سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء، كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا. قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا، إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون. قل فلله الحجة البالغة، فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين. In the previous verses, the superstitious beliefs of the pagans were explained. Some meat they would declare forbidden of their own discretion, and some they would reserve it only for the male and not for the female, and some they would reserve the milk or the meat for their idols. Nobody can enjoy from the meat or from the milk. So these were all superstitious beliefs, all based on superstition and falsehood. So Allah Ta'ala in this verse explains what are the things that are really forbidden. Amongst the things that they know of, then what are the things that are really forbidden? La ajidu fima uhiya ilayya. Say, in the things that have been sent down to me by revelation, then I do not find anything as forbidden for a person that wishes to eat, except unless it be dead meat or flowing blood or the flesh of a swine, for it is filth or transgression. It is meat on which the name of a god other than Allah Ta'ala's has been invoked at the time of slaughter. And whoever is forced by circumstance, not disobedient, not transgressing the limit, then your Rabb is most forgiving and most merciful. And to the Jews we had forbidden every animal of undivided hoof. Every animal with an undivided hoof was made impermissible for them, like the camel, etc. And we had also declared as forbidden the meat, the fat of the cow, the sheep, except that which adheres to the back, or the entrails, or that which is mixed with the bone. This in recompense of their transgression, and indeed we say the truth. And if they do reject you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they accuse you of falsehood, then say, your Rabb is full of all embracing mercy, And his punishment cannot be averted from these sinners. And the mushriks will soon say that had it been the will of Allah Ta'ala, then we would not have given partners to Allah, nor would our fathers have given partners to Allah, and nor would we have declared anything as impermissible and forbidden. So did their ancestors say before them, until they tasted our punishment. Say, do you have any proof for what you say? Then produce it for us. They only follow guesswork and speculate. Say, to Allah Ta'ala belongs the argument, the proof that is perfect. Had it been His will, then He would have guided you all together. This argument of the mushriks is so hollow and baseless, where they say that had it been the will of Allah Ta'ala, then we and our fathers would not have been guilty of shirk, nor would we have declared anything as impermissible. So they support their behavior and their own conduct to the will of Allah Ta'ala, that it is by the will of Allah Ta'ala that we do what we are doing. So this argument is baseless. This argument doesn't hold. For if anybody says that if it was not the will of Allah Ta'ala, then I wouldn't have done this, then every wrong and every crime would have been justified. The criminal that has committed murder, he would also say that I've committed murder because it was the will of Allah Ta'ala. I've robbed and I've hijacked because it was the will of Allah Ta'ala. So this argument is baseless and it doesn't hold anything. Every individual has been blessed with the ability to choose, the ability to decide. He's got that ability to decide and to choose. And for the right choices, he gets rewarded. And for the wrong choices and decisions that he makes, then he is punished. So this ability to discern and to distinguish, the ability to choose, is a gift of every man. He uses it correctly, then he is rewarded. He uses it incorrectly, then he is punished. قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا. Say, bring forth your witnesses to prove that Allah Ta'ala has declared this as forbidden. Then if they do bring their witnesses, then you do not be with them, because they can't be any witnesses to the wrong. That which is false, that which is baseless, then how can there be any proof, and how can anybody witness against that? وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And don't follow the false thinkings, the false thoughts of those who reject our signs, and those who do not believe in the hereafter, and those who treat equals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't go with them. قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتُّ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Say, come forth. Let me recite to you, let me show you the things that Allah Ta'ala has really declared as forbidden. Number one, that you join not any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this forms the very foundation of religion. All types of shirk, whether it is in the being of Allah Ta'ala, in His attributes, in any type of shirk. And then another discrete shirk is ostentation and show, or to attribute something to an individual, that this has been accomplished by this person and so and so. Really, the doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People or instruments, etc., are just the front. But the real one, the one that accomplishes and completes anything, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all types of shirk, whether it is discreet or open, all are forbidden. And the more a person clears himself, the more his iman progresses, he begins to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And being good and kind towards your parents. The word that has been used by the Quran is being good and kind towards them, not just seeing to their needs and fulfilling their requirements, rather to keep them cheered, to keep them happy at all times. Hence, the hadith also speaks about this kindness of parents, and then the one that is not good towards his parents, then the warnings and the punishment that awaits such a person. One hadith is reported that person who finds his parents at old age and then he doesn't get into Jannat, then that person is a real unfortunate person. That he's got them at old age. In the youth, they were capable of doing and managing their affairs. But when they really require you, then you desert them, you're not there on their side, don't give them the type of moral support, then really such a person is wretched. Such a person is an unfortunate person, he has lost out. Jannat was so easy for him, just be at their side and make their life comfortable and enjoyable and you get your Jannat. And really they don't demand so much, it is just on account of the weakness that they need some type of support from you. And at that time if you desert them really, then such a person is really, really a wretched person, person that has been deprived. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. And kill not your children out of want and poverty, because it is we who provide sustenance for them and yourselves. It is not you that provides, that you have to restrict the amount of children that you have, being convinced that it is you that provides, then you restrict the numbers of your children. This is wrong. It is we who provide, we take care of you and take care of them. In fact, the rosy and the sustenance that you enjoy is on account of them. هَلْ تُنْصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. That on account of the weak, you get your sustenance and your support. And don't even come close to things that are lewd and indecent, be it discreet or be it open. Some lewd works and indecent works are discreet and others are open. So all types of lewdness, all types of indecent work, all don't even come close to them. Whether you are watching something that is lewd and indecent, whether you are fantasizing something that is wrong and evil. So one is that lewd activity that is done openly, and the other is to do it very secretly and discreetly. And both Allah Ta'ala has put a stop to it. Don't even come close to it. And do not kill that soul which Allah Ta'ala has declared forbidden, but for the cause of justice, that is an exception to the rule. This is the command of Allah Ta'ala, that you learn wisdom, you understand things correctly. May Allah give us the